Hello and welcome to the Impact Dynamics Podcast. What did you laugh for, Andy?
I'm Andy Little.
I'm Plushy.
My name's Rusty, that's what we do.
Tonight we're talking about match directing and reloading tips for Creedmoor shooters.
Yeah.
Match director, mate. Match director.
Chemistry powder, bang.
I hope that's enough.
We need your vote.
Now we've caught up to where we are on the podcast.
All right, go on back.
Roll the outro. We are off to a flyer, gentlemen. It has started so well.
Very well.
This is what happens when we record on a Tuesday night, not a Thursday night. We're all out of sync.
My week's all thrown out. I was like, oh, man, the bin's got to go out.
I'm still going from the weekend.
Very good. Josh, you've joined us again tonight.
I am. I'm here off in the corner.
Hey, Gom.
Hey, Josh.
Hi, guys.
Josh, that was good. All right, let's kick it off with our round count. How much have we been shooting this week? Josh, we'll start with you because you're taking a sip of your beverage.
Thanks.
We've timed that well. Good. You currently now, we need to go through and clarify these numbers. So we're going to ask you, we got a little bit of addition to the set for those who are watching. And so on there, we're going to put the numbers, maybe one of those each little quadrant areas, we'll add them up. But at the moment, the rough numbers are... Jay, Josh, that's you. 800 is your number, apparently.
Yep, I will round that up to an even 1,000.
Oh, you've done 200.
Because I did a whole heap of rimfire on the weekend.
Okay, So 200 up to 1,000. Andy, what about you, mate? You were on 938, very specific.
All right. Oh, okay, cool. I was a range officer on the weekend, so I only got to do a little bit.
Okay, I heard it went well. Anyway, we'll get back to that later.
Sure, about 100.
About 100, okay.
Yep.
Gone from, okay, so you've clicked over 1,000 as well. You're at 1,038. Plushy, what about yourself, mate?
I've done a big fat zero.
Oh, wow. Well, you're on 1,400, so that's probably good.
Yeah.
That's the
save some money.
Add zero, and that equals still 1,400.
Really? Oh, wow, you're good at maths.
Wait.
Yeah. I am. So now you get to add mine up. I did 9 shots for the competition I did with Josh. I did 2 additional shots for a minimax testing, and I did about 8 shots of sighting in the gun. So that's at 19.
18.
Try again.
Wait. You said
I wasn't listening.
I said 9.
Oh, we're doing well.
I went back to the maths podcast.
Yeah, we're doing well.
Nine
shots plus 2
and
brings
8.
Us to 11.
Gotcha.
And then plus 8. 8 is 19.
Gotcha.
So 19 plus 132 is... You guys all over this?
149.
No,
151. 151.
You only saw that after I wrote it down.
No, I corrected myself.
Maths podcast.
I forgot to add the 2.
Good. Plus, you lead the charge here. There's a match coming up, though, and you're not shooting it.
Yeah, that's right. Well, there might be some practice rounds.
There'll be some testing. We're filming, so there may be there's some
For
me.
I didn't know about this.
I'm making some rounds in. And then, plus, Andy, you'll be shooting the match eventually.
I will be.
So,
yep.
Oh, we might all get some shots in.
Cool.
Here we go.
Yeah, not very many.
Not Josh. He's just shooting with the
actually,
camera.
Actually, Josh, you've got
can
some...
my photo, like...
No, does not.
Be up to like 5,300 already.
Yep.
Josh, you've got some filming to do, and there may be some shooting of guns involved in that filming. No, so
I've got some stuff in the middle that might actually...
Might bump that around. Anyway, so all right, that's where we're sitting. Very good. Cool. Now, we've had some reviews come in.
Oh, good.
Now, for those who remember... from the last episode, we set the challenge to give away some stuff. I believe I have the stuff here. These things, if you gentlemen want to describe what you see there, one each.
That one clashes with my hair. You have that one.
Andy, what is the one that clashes with Plushy's hair?
This is a bright orange Vortex cap.
Okay, good.
And we've got a black Seiko hat. It's black like my soul.
So both clash with you really then. All right, so there's a couple of reviews. So the goal was you had to submit a review. On Spotify they only let you do it on Apple Podcasts. You can do 5 stars on Spotify. So we had one of those. All right, here we go. See how true this is. Big shout out to
bribery works.
Yeah, the bribery works. JBC Photo has said, I'm not sure I agree with this. A fun podcast about Aussie PRS and shooting, and then it cut off. Equal parts entertaining and educational.
I don't know about that.
It's generous.
Yeah.
Like sitting. What are you doing, Josh?
I found some weird things on the desk.
Is that a pipette?
It is a pipette.
It is a pipette. Oh, yeah. We're doing science, right?
Yeah. Sorry.
Basting chickens.
I haven't finished the review, gentlemen. All right, let me get back to it.
Sorry.
Equal parts entertaining and educational. Like sitting around a fire with mates, having a couple of beers and talking about shooting. weird looking beers we got here, but yeah, that's all right. The pink gin's going well. All right, very good. So we'll somehow get in touch with you and send you one of these hats. And there was another one. This one's a little easier because they rate us 5. Here we go. They explain it themselves. This is from Sheldrake. Rated Spotify 5 stars but can't leave a comment. So here we go. I laughed. I cried. I was distracted from the seemingly endless void that is the night shift. I was taken on an audio journey into the realm of countless possibilities from stage run through to magical gay tigers. The Impact Dynamics podcast is an audio and even visual feast for the senses.
Thank you. Thank you.
Been like, please write me a review that wins prizes and put into ChatGDP, and then that is what's come out. And it's worked. So you've won yourself a prize.
That's a good idea. We should try that.
We should. Yeah, next time. All right, next time we're going to ask for a review from ChatGDP.
Yeah, let's do that.
We have a competition coming up as well, but we're going to get to that a little bit later in the show. So we need to acknowledge our sponsor at the top there.
I'll
put that next to you, Andy.
Oh, righty-o. We've got the from the bearded chap, sea salt hairspray.
The bearded chap.
Yeah, bearded chap.
It's very good.
We're all bearded chaps.
We're gonna experiment with the bearded chap sea salt spray in a little bit, but we'll save that for a little bit later.
Why are you looking at me?
I remember.
It's hard to look at this guy. It's hard to look at Andy.
I know, I have that effect.
What's the website, gentlemen? Do you remember?
TheBeardedChap.com/impact.com.au
It's not our website.
I mean, technically you got it right, just the wrong order.
Josh, what about from you?
Beardedchap.com.au/impact or use impact at the checkout.
And you also can do it without the .au as well. It works.
Oh, there you go.
All the options,
but not too many options that you don't buy some Bearded Chap merch. So go and buy some of that. That would be fantastic.
I've recently done a bulk order of deodorant.
Oh, have you? Of deodorant? Nice. Yeah, well, I was wondering the same thing, but I'm glad you did.
Thanks.
They're also on Twitter, Insta, Facebook, and TikTok, as it
they
turns
are.
Out.
They're smashing TikTok.
Yeah, they're all over.
They do. We actually, I'm going to talk out of the shooting universe for a second. We interviewed their media guy on our other podcast under Captivating Attention, and it was a good insight. Did you enjoy that one, Josh?
I did. It was a very good insight to get from another business.
Went deep dive on the bearded chap, which doesn't sound right. Anyway, use the code IMPACT if you want a deep dive the bearded chap.
Right.
Good. All right. Sweet. Blushy, you're match directing next weekend. How's it all going?
No, it's the weekend after next.
Next weekend. In show business, the episode goes out on a Sunday. And so therefore you say next weekend because that's the next weekend despite when you record it.
Oh.
Yeah. Right. So shall we try that again?
We could try that again.
Hey, Plushie, next weekend I heard you're match directing a PRS match.
You're right, Rusty.
Bloody oath I'm right.
You've got a lot to do.
Yeah, that's concerning because I am way behind.
Good thing it's only Tuesday.
I am. So, yeah, we've got a match on shortly. I'm mostly prepared for the match.
Okay, yep.
Are you sure?
Depends when you consider this is really happening.
Now, this is Speak as though it was Sunday night.
Sunday night after the match? It was great. Yeah, it was
good. That'll be our next podcast where we talk about how good it was.
Yeah, yeah. No, it's going pretty well. It's actually been a little while since I've put on a serious match.
Mm.
Not that I've done a PRS match before, but
you've done some one days at the club and stuff. Yeah.
We haven't really had any really big one days since COVID. It's been a thing.
I remember that match. The day this was like I remember it because I caught up with Beth who used to work here. I caught up with Beth that day before coming to the match and you sent a photo out on that day for that match with some toilet paper as the prize because this is right in the moment, this last one day of match, which I reckon you ran, right in the moment of that whole sort of panic buying, everything was going crazy and so toilet paper being the prize was a big deal.
Yeah.
But we weren't locked down at this stage. We were like, ha-ha, COVID, funny. Well,
Victorians even came over the border for that one. It was a while before they could come back.
Yeah.
So we had
not long enough, some would say, but anyway.
Yeah, we had a State of Origin match and they got absolutely smashed. It was great. And they still haven't reclaimed the trophy.
No, it's still sitting downstairs.
Yeah.
I haven't bothered getting it engraved because, waiting for him.
That's right. So, yeah, anyway, so it's been a while since I put on a big match.
Out of curiosity, which match was this?
It was a Steel Slam.
That was the first match that I filmed. That was my first day out at the range doing anything.
Wow.
Really?
No, it was not.
Yeah, it was.
No, it was not, because this is pre-COVID. And I'm staring at the screen. It's really weird. I'm staring at a screen of Josh where he's right there and I can actually stare at him. But I prefer the screen. This was pre-COVID. So you couldn't have, because you didn't start working in here until post-COVID.
Was it the Steel Slam?
There would have been another. There was a yearly Steel Slam for a while.
This was not Steel Slam. This was another.
Oh, this was Run and Gun.
This is Run and Gun. Now it all comes. Steel Slam was September-ish, and that was the state of origin. This was, I don't think Victorians did come to this one. Well, maybe there was one or two.
I'm confused now.
Yeah, me too.
Anyway.
That was a long time ago. Day of the week. How's things looking for the Burris Cold Steel Open?
So anyway, it turns out I've forgotten how much work you have to put into a big match. Quite a bit. So
it is so
especially different. When you've – I think it's the backing up the second day, which actually adds the layer of complexity, because normally you go, you set up your barricades, you put up your targets, and that's it. It's done at the end of the day, you pack it up and go home.
Yep.
But now there's like, oh, hang on, I've got to think about – the second set of targets and the second set of barricades and the changeover and all that sort of stuff. And it just, it added a bit more.
Mm.
So it's taken a little bit more thinking, a little bit more planning to get it right. Yep. And then I think one of the other takeaways has been, I always try to make sure that, you know, the stages are somewhat achievable for a newer shooter. And then it turns out what I think is easy now is probably from the last time I wrote some bigger matches, not so easy. I've probably become a better shooter. And so I sort of had to recalibrate what I think is easy and achievable versus what I, you know, what I was thinking when I first started writing the match. So I've had
this is why I'm coming up to the testing day to really set the bar as low as possible.
So yeah, I've sort of had
with
to
my
review
151
that.
151 rounds this year.
Yeah,
yeah.
But it's been good. I haven't thought about like getting into stage design. You really get into about how people are going to game these stages. How am I going to force them to shoot it in the style I want them to shoot it, and that sort of stuff. Like without turning it into a gear race. And getting people to utilize the gear they bring to the range and really start thinking about that more than I probably normally do.
Yeah, cool. All right. So it's been an interesting experience to
it's been enjoyable.
Go back into it.
Yeah, enjoyable. Definitely.
Yeah, right.
I've made some pretty cool barricades. Mm-hmm. Really looking forward to getting those
out. Well,
you sent
me one last night. That does look good.
Yeah, that does look good, I think. That'll be really good.
We're not going to give you anything. Yeah. Andy's sitting here going, what are you guys talking about? But it'll all become clear.
We literally talked about this at the start of the show. We're like, it's kind of before the show kicked off. It's really hard to talk about a match that hasn't been run yet because it's like, we did this secret thing, we did this other secret thing. We're
you can
talk
know,
about it.
I can know, Josh can know, but this bloke.
But that's actually not the most exciting one.
Should I just like
go? There's a way more exciting
am
one.
Am I interrupting something here?
Everybody at home, block your ears.
There is more exciting, but we're definitely not going to talk, or we're not even going to tease that too much.
Not at all.
I look forward to the post-match review because we actually had scheduled in tonight to be a match director talk. Mm-hmm. And then when Plushy got here tonight, I said, I think it should be like a little side topic where we talk about how things are going because there's some interesting stuff that's going to happen in the match. First up, Andy's not allowed to know about it, so he'll be sitting here going, you know. And then we're limited. We'd have to skirt around stuff and like, you know. So we thought we'd talk about it a little bit. But Plushy, what have you learnt so far without the match actually running yet in terms of just setting things up for it?
Getting feedback from other match directors and other people has been really valuable. So I came at it with, you know, this approach and I've written the stages and then you're like, yeah, I think this is pretty good. And I sent it out to a couple of people and got some feedback. And the one thing that I hadn't really considered so much was at Mildura there's a 300-meter berm. And a 600-meter berm and nothing in between. So not a lot of feedback. I was like, I hadn't actually thought about that, about how much feedback you're going to get off those shots that are a bit closer in.
Mm.
And I was like, so I had to rejiggle some stages around and stuff like that and the target order and things like that. So
I love
people,
the word rejiggle.
Rejiggle. Jiggleate's another good one too.
Jiggleate.
I found the episode title.
So there's some of that feedback that I wasn't in that zone. I was sort of riding it as if I was shooting it at we were shooting it at Monado, which has got backstops and all that sort of stuff, and that's the range I'm familiar with.
Yep.
And then you get the other thing we were talking about is you get the you have to shoot under the baffles at Mildura.
Yes.
And so it's not like it's 5 minutes down the road; it's a 4-hour drive to just go down and measure the baffles and that sort of stuff. So I haven't done that. So I've made all these barricades and planned all these stages, and I'm going to get there on the Tuesday before, and I'm probably going to have to change half my stages because they won't.
completely, but change the heights of things and stuff like that.
Yeah,
because they won't fit. Because they won't fit under the baffles. So there's a little bit of unknown.
Mm. There's certainly another level of riding a match for a range that you don't frequent. Mm. And this has always been one of the challenges with some of the ranges. That's why, like, the goal has always been to get the clubs that are based at the ranges running the matches, because they know the ranges, they know the targets, they know the target systems that, one, comply with range rules, and two, work.
Yeah, exactly.
Which is why we've had a fairly high sort of target failure rate. Not crazy anymore, but previously at Mildura and Buchan particularly, because and Little River, less so now, because you're running matches on ranges you get to once a year for the PRS. And so it's good to see, you know, like at Monada, there was very few target failures. At Darwin, there's very few target failures. And because these guys run matches on a regular basis and have their target system sorted out. And you can design the best target system in the world, but until you've run two-day matches with, you know, 60, 70 shooters pelting the crap out of them, nothing's proven until it actually works.
Yeah.
Which is good.
No, it's been really enjoyable for me. I think I'll probably sort of reset the clock a little bit about the way I approach some stages and stuff like that. And I think I'll have some benefit the next match I shoot, because I'll probably break the stages down a little bit better I'm preparing.
Yeah, next question to you was, is it going to assist you in your shooting at all, do you think?
I hope so, because I'm skipping a match. it'd better.
Yeah, but like looking at it from the other perspective, does it give you some more
insight to what the other match director was trying to get out of a stage?
I think that whole, like, I look at a stage and I'll just approach it in not necessarily the same way every time, but like, this has been successful for me, so I'll keep doing it. But being the match director has forced me to step back from that and look at it how everybody else might approach it.
Yeah.
And I'm sort of hoping that next time I get to a match and you're like, well, I'd normally do that, but what about that thing? Or, you know, try and, you know, game it, but just try and find a better way.
Yep.
And the other, so you touched on your point before about you go there and you set up and it's an unknown range. I know we spoke earlier and you're like, oh, do you want me to drive over with you? And I'm like, I'm going on Tuesday.
Well, I'm going to come up Wednesday. All right?
Yeah, that's right. I was like, I just want to make sure I've got enough time to redesign everything when you get there and it doesn't quite work. It's not the range down the road.
This thing is, you're there for so much. It's good. And to hear you go on Tuesday means you've got days and days on end of being able to sort of test and stuff, and we're coming over, Josh, myself and a few others are coming over Wednesday night, be out there Thursday, being able to shoot with you to be able to sort of make sure it's working.
Harassing.
I just want to be able to shoot the match before everybody else. That's the real reason I'm doing
it. Bank the scores.
Yeah, that's very good.
Well, very good. Well, hopefully it's going to go very well. Looking forward to it. Excited for it.
Hopefully.
Josh, we had a challenge.
We sure did.
We had a challenge that...
Actually, no, I don't want to talk about this.
No.
We don't have to talk about it. We know what happened.
No, let's talk about it. You and I were at the range, weirdly, on the weekend.
Yeah, it was weird seeing you out there.
No, I know. It was weird being out there. I was only there for like an hour and a bit.
Did you know how to get there? Like, did you have to properly search to get it?
I put it into the GPS.
Yeah.
I drove up there. Steve Hurt was with us. We'll get into that more later. Awesome. But Steve Hurt was with us and we loaded up some rounds. He loaded up some rounds. And you and I shot the GT.
We did.
And there was three different loads. And we shot a group of three each, all right, was the goal. Now, I believe we got some footage of this.
We do.
All right, so round one. Now, I've got the target here that we shot, or I'm going to hide it a little bit. I've got the target sitting here that we shot, and I will reveal as we go along. So round, and I believe, and we haven't done this tonight, but we're going to Mildura, I've decided.
My eyes are lighting up. What's happening?
Hang on, you've decided you're going to Mildura. This is new.
Do you remember that we said whoever loses has to pay for drinks the next podcast?
Oh.
Well, given that we've already sorted out the drinks from my stash tonight, Mildura sounds like a great place for the loser.
Oh, that's my birthday weekend. I don't want to have to pay for drinks.
All right, let's
go. This doesn't sound cool.
Let's go to round. There was three rounds. All there right. was three rounds. Here we go. Josh, you're welcome to make comments and abuse either of us.
It's a nice looking rifle.
Thanks, man. Yeah. Thanks, man.
No, I pressed the wrong button.
That's not a nice looking
Josh,
rifle.
Hang on. Let's try this again.
Let's go again. Righto. From the top.
Hey, I've seen this.
Righto. There we are. So,
first three shot group.
There we are. So for those listening, we are at the range shooting. Yep. First shot.
3079.
Okay. Getting some velocities from Steve. That's what those numbers are. Any comments on my shooting? What can I improve?
I'm not sure, but is that another 3079?
I was going to say, that's pretty good.
3066.
Yeah, it's a bit of a drop.
That's right. Impressive.
You're up, Josh.
So okay. That is...
These ones here. The
right. So same load Josh shot here.
Yep.
Any comments for Josh on how can he... I mean, they're pretty tight edits, so there's not a whole lot.
All right, round two.
All right, Josh, hang on. Pause it.
Josh has conceded defeat for round one. I mean...
Way to give it away, Rusty. How do we do this? Which camera am I holding this up to, Josh? Should I go there?
Any of them.
There we go. All right, so there are the first groups. All right, so this one here was my group.
Nice.
This one here was Josh's group. So, Josh... It looks like you snagged a shot. Did you snag a shot or?
I definitely snagged a shot.
Okay.
Do you remember which shot
that's
it was?
That's a pretty small group to number make
one.
That claim on.
Number one.
Number one was different than the rest. Yeah.
Okay. So number one. Wow, your memory's better than mine because I just put mine all next to each other. Wait. It gets worse. All right. So that was round one. So, but we decided to do three rounds. So I had won round one. Hooray.
That was a great place to pause that video. What are you doing?
We can change this. We can pull up all sorts of funny faces.
All right. Let's go round two. Round two, Josh. Round two. Let's bring it on. Let's go. Here we go.
I should turn it back up.
Yeah, please.
Just conceded defeat for round one. I mean,
Josh.
I lost that one quite badly.
Not a lot of competition.
And these are using the outer edge projectors.
These are. Yep. These are 90 grain outer edge projectors. Three different powder loads on them.
Yep.
I was very fortunate Steve loaded the rounds and it was not a fun time for him, let's say that. But anyway, I've got loaded rounds. I had loaded rounds. He did some loaded development for me.
That makes it look like you're jagging the trigger pretty hard, but it might have been a bit of a jump in the video.
It is. Yeah, but it wasn't a good group. I'll tell you that. It was not a good group.
I love that shot because it sounds like he was shooting steel.
Reporting,
there's a hole. just one so far.
Oh, stop shooting. That's a great group.
At this point, he was doing well. Yes, that's it. Single shot, second shot. Third shot.
Trigger control's good.
I mean, it didn't pause go straight up this time, so that's better.
All right, let's show groups.
Round two?
I think I took out round two because there's actually a...
Okay, no big surprise. Here we go. There's the round two groups, and that's my other one.
Oh,
so
no.
This is my group here.
Oh, dear.
This is Josh's group here.
That's the same charge weight?
Same charge weight as each other. Different charge weight to what's up above here. Not great. Not great from this particular round. So for those listening, I have two shots not too far from each other. In fact, similar to what Josh has shot. And then I've got one that's about 400 meters higher than the others.
Did you call it a bad shot when you pulled the trigger? Or
I mean, it's edited out, but I abused everyone in the vicinity of the range.
Was the velocity good? Was it like a weird one or what's the go?
Do you know what? Let's move on.
Right.
So
no, I think we should stay there. We just drew. That was the last one we shot.
Correct. Yes, Josh, you won.
Yep.
Well done.
Okay. We're going on aggregate size because if it's an aggregate size, you're in trouble, Rusty.
We're not.
Right.
We're going on. I won round one. He won round two.
No, I like Plushy's idea on this one.
You'd still lose, Josh, actually. You'd still lose because these boys haven't seen the third group yet. So let's go into the third group. Let's
group
see
three.
Who.
In a circle. Not straight up.
Yeah, mine was straight up.
Yeah, you've definitely got round two. Yeah. All right. Round three, the deciding round.
Happy to concede defeat. Here we go. Come on, focus. Focus, Rusty. Come on, do this. Yeah, that was the tightest grip I've ever shot that one round.
Smashing you so far.
At this point, I've put two next to each other.
Don't give it away.
All right.
I'm not allowed to tease it.
You could beat that. It's not unbeatable. You have to earn it.
So, hang on. Let's just pause it, Josh. Let's just pause it. All right. So I'm gonna show you guys my group.
Oh, very nice.
I have two comfortably touching, and one just off.
Yep.
Not a bad group. Would you say? Not a bad group.
Pretty good. Yeah.
You'd walk away going, yeah, it's all right. Yep. There's some promise there. All right. Let's go and watch Josh's shoot. Whoa, that's a bit of... That is not... Ah, oh, come on, Josh.
Oh, no. Didn't bring it home solid.
That is the results of...
I'm not even going to argue that one. That's a straight defeat.
That is a result of Josh. And remember the bit where he says, I'm not going to even argue? So I remember that part.
I got the first two and went, all right, this next shot needs to go smack bang in the middle.
He got two that are right next to each other that are about the same sort of distance as my other two. We would have come, if he had put that in between, we would have been measuring this group to try and work out who won. But
well done.
I got it. I got it. Finally won something. Finally. So you'll definitely be paying for drinks in Mildura. I think
that brings me on to another topic. Can I please get paid?
Let's move on to the next next thing. So we gave away some hats. We have now an opportunity for you guys to win some other stuff. I think what are we? I don't think we've got it out, but we got some hats. I got some t-shirts. All right. So here's what we want to see. What we want to see is we want to see your rifles. Now, gentlemen, do you have names for your rifles? Otherwise, this is going to be a short segment.
No.
Yeah, some pre-warning would have been good. I would have come up with some good ones.
It's fine. Yeah. It's fine.
My shiny rod.
My shiny rod. We've got an Outer Edge projectile shirt is what one of the things we're going to be giving away here. Josh is just looking in the bin of presents. So I think he's just throwing stuff at us. I think he's progressed to showing that. We got an Outer Edge projectile shirt. There we go. So look at that one. And then we've got some Burris stubby holders for the Burris cold still open. I think that's what the gimmick is. So that's actually.
Much better.
If you improves everything. Andy put one over his microphone so we couldn't hear him. That worked well. Good. So aren't you a Carlyle shooter? Should I put this on mine?
That's better.
I'm not a sponsored Scott shooter, so we're good.
I didn't sign anything.
Righto. In that case, good. There we go. Now I've covered up my notes. So what we want to do is we want to see your rifles. So send them to us or tag us in it or anything on those lines. But we want to know the name of your rifle. Mm. So I have had, as you guys perhaps may know, I've got the 6GT, which you guys may have seen in the video.
Gay Tiger.
The Rainbow GT, the Gay Tiger. Mm-hmm. And previous to that I had the Hot Dog. I think that's all the rifles I've actually named. But we want to see what you guys have and what you call it.
Interesting.
So do that. And so our favourite name rifle combination. So you don't have to have the fanciest rifles. I think that's the thing I want to point out. Yeah, a lot of people think, oh, no, I'm not going to send my rifle in because, you know, it doesn't look as like wankerish as everyone else's rifle. That's okay. If you call it wankerish, then that's, you know, that's the name for it.
You therefore, might possibly win.
You might win.
Yeah. Do you remember Justin's rifle name from Hunting HQ? That is a good rifle name.
I do. Yeah, you can say it. It's okay.
My favourite one that I've heard so far is the Pope's penis.
it's
a good one.
It's true. So we want to see your rifle. So tag us on Instagram, on Facebook, wherever it is. Josh will collect all the various images.
Send us a message with it.
Send us a message with it. That's the way he wants it done. So send us a message. Or you could go to thebeardedchap.com /impact and buy some stuff and then send us a photo of your rifle.
Yep.
Send us a photo. Tell us a name. We want to see some cool names out there.
Or if you're really up with it, tag us in a TikTok.
Yes.
Yeah. Do us. What's TikTok?
Tag us in a TikTok and then have your TikTok taken down for having cuts. Yeah. Wow.
Well, it is Papa Plushie.
Papa Plushie is hanging back. Oh, yeah, we got a new little addition to the set for those who are watching. Oh, yeah. Now, our little addition to the set is pretty sparse. We've got some shelving behind us, and that's dedicated to things that are connected to the podcast. So, Andy, your go-karting trophy is up there.
It is.
Old Southern Shooters trophy is up there. The original Precision Shooting podcast logo is up there.
Cool.
We have a Brew Boys hat because they were sponsors of the first Golden Yeats. We have a Vortex hat that's covered in donut powder.
Oh, good times, good times.
And there's a couple other things as well. There's another item.
Oh, wasn't that
there.
Our giveaway up there?
Yeah, there's a giveaway scope up there that I believe Andy has donated to the
What's going on with that? How do we win that?
How do we
you
win
don't. That? Yeah. You can pay me a lot of money and it's yours.
Sounds good. All right, good deal.
Or pay me slightly less so I can pay for drinks.
Speaking of Outer Edge Projectiles, Steve Hurt from Outer Edge Projectiles was here over the weekend. Mm. This was the weekend, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was. Last week. Yep. The one just gone.
Yeah, was it one before?
Well, last weekend, because it's Sunday, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So confused.
How long have we been doing this? Right. And
195 episodes.
About 196 too long. So Steve was here and talked out of projectiles, and they were really good. But it brought me on to the topic of load development, because he was very specific in his load development. Now, I completely angled it. I got him to load ammo from I'll admit it. I said, you should shoot a video with one of the guys here at Projectile Warehouse is relatively new. He needs to learn more about reloading. You do a video with him about reloading. And also then we can shoot it in the GT tomorrow for a video.
Nice.
So he loaded some ammo for me.
Nice.
Hold now on. You got roped into it somehow, Plushy.
Yeah, I got a phone call Friday afternoon, like 4:30 special. Hey, Plushy, do you have like reloading software so we can work out how much powder to put in?
And what did you say to that?
I don't know.
I believe you said, yes, I do. I'll take care of it for you. Give me the information. Then I got a call with Tim March saying, so I'm doing this load development stuff. He was trying to take all the credit for the day.
I said, I'm at work. I can't do it because I'm not at home. No, I'll ring somebody that can help.
Okay. That piece of information did not get passed on to me.
Yeah, but you didn't. The week before, Josh hit me up and he's like, hey, Plushy, have you got any properties you can take me deer shooting? Oh, no. Have you got any properties that have got deer? I'm like, not that I'm going to share with you. He's like, we thought we might go like and film a video. I'm like,
it's only because the other one fell through.
Yeah, no. Still not sharing my deer properties with you.
I see how it is.
He doesn't even have a gun. What are you worried about?
I might go and take photos.
There's a deer Snapchat filter going over Plushy now.
Then you'll know if there is any deer there. That it would be smart to share your deer hunting property with Josh.
Got all the cameras.
Yeah. Because then he'll – anyway. Steve was here. And Steve did some load development and grabbed a bunch of data from he would normally use QuickLoad. He didn't have his laptop with him. I thought he had brought his laptop with him. That's why I was like investing in him to take – no, we had to outsource it. But he used a program called – Tim used a program called Gordon's Reloading Tools, which I hadn't come across. I'd heard of it but never actually delved into.
Yeah, it's really good.
It's pretty good.
It's very good.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's free.
It's free.
Yeah.
Yeah, although it's not being updated is what I hear now.
Okay, I didn't know that.
Yeah, I don't know that either. We'd like to know that. But Steve did a bunch of load development for it. And I thought, well, we haven't talked about load development in this scenario with you guys. No doubt we've all got different ways of approaching it. Andy, I heard your development over the weekend didn't go so well. Have we got a clip about that, Josh?
We sure do.
About Andy's practice.
Fucking scrub, so I just want to refoul it and then see if it actually groups.
Okay, at this point, this ammo is not low development. This is old match ammo that Plushy and I bumped back an extra 10
There's just a key point in this video that's worth hearing.
Yeah, we're watching a video and we're just going to take your attitude from it, really.
No, I was disappointed that you weren't going to feed him in.
Oh, we can. You got ears?
I was impressed with Sean's loading in this, though. This was good teamwork. It's good loading there too.
Yep.
Is that meant
was
to
that
be
a hang fire? Yeah, 30 seconds. Yes. 30 seconds.
Yeah, okay.
I knew it didn't pick up.
Righto. Out of Andy.
I've been having
here we go.
Magazine feed lip issues.
That was a good throw.
Yeah, he's done well. Sean's all over this. No wonder he's a good shooter. He knows how to throw ammo at a gun and it goes in.
I've got 5.
All right. Do you have to watch all 5 or?
I could probably
see it. Is there a fast forward button?
Yeah. Because Andy's shooting's not that interesting for most people.
Let me try and sort this out.
Sean's doing well. Can we just watch the Sean
bits? That's way better. Imagine if there was this device that loaded like rounds automatically when you ran the bolt
back.
You'd
call it a magazine.
Yeah. That's such a good idea, Rusty.
Yeah, thanks,
man. Should make those.
We should be all over it.
Yeah, we should.
That's right.
Was there a key moment we were meant to be listening out for?
Yeah, I'm trying to find it, all right?
Okay. All right, cool.
This is a well-organized podcast.
I'm not hearing many impacts.
Wait for it. Paper. It's coming up soon. I know it's coming up soon.
Okay, here we go.
A few moments later.
Maybe it's the next clip. Damn it. That's my bad, guys. My bad. I wear that one.
So we are looking for a new producer for the podcast.
I do like you.
You know what? That would be great.
One that's willing to pay for drinks and milk.
Hey, go back, Josh, because you can tell things are starting to go bad and you can always tell things are going bad because the bolt lift gets slower.
Yes.
When things aren't going to plan, people are like thinking, what is going wrong here before I send the next one? Yeah.
Do I really want to pay this money for this next round? It costs 15 cents, by the way.
Yeah, that's right.
As per previous discussion that was off the show. But anyway, 15 cents a round is great. Do I really want to pay for this round that that I'm closing up now to send it again for utter disappointment? I mean, what's the most you've paid for disappointment in your life, Andy?
I get that shit for free.
Wow. All right. Did you need to stay here tonight? Or just...
Is that a work or home? Can you clarify?
Oh, it's a work thing.
How much do you work? All right.
Well, how much don't you work?
That's the same video.
Hey, what?
It is the same video.
Okay, here we go.
Let me get to the time.
What is going on here? Time lapse. Right.
Listen. I'm listening.
Holy shitballs. What the fuck is that doing?
Put that for those who didn't quite hear that, oh no, my gun is not working as expected, I believe is the interpretation.
Yeah. That's the bit. That was the bit. Holy so, Andy.
Holy shit.
what was happening?
I really wish I took a photo of that target because so this is after that real scrub clean that I had.
Okay. Yep.
And so back to bare metal and... It
I believe that was somehow your three-shot group.
No. Worse than worse.
I had to cut the rest off. Yep, okay.
No, I think the first – there were some real decent flyers to start with. Like
real decent flyers.
Real decent disappointment. Like I'm talking like an inch and a half, 2 inches. Like I'd have
that
like
– sounds like disappointment.
Yeah, it does sound like – I mean, like I'm not receiving it, but it does sound disappointing.
Yeah, and like – because this was – fresh, clean barrel. So I wasn't expecting greatness, but get like.
Did you lose lube?
I'm out.
I obviously missed something here. Did I?
Sorry, you were disappointing everyone.
Yeah.
Carry on.
Yeah.
With your 2 inches.
We're going to get some good 5-star reviews out of this one, aren't we?
Oh, dear. So, I mean, I wasn't expecting it to group fantastic.
I wouldn't be, no.
No. And, I mean, it was maybe like an inch to start with, but then I had just one real big fuck.
Did it get bigger or smaller?
Bigger. It's a grower. It's a grower.
It happens.
Many hours later.
We've been there. We shot groups that we're not proud of.
No, not all at
all.
Right.
So...
They have support groups. It's not the problem as well.
What was your question? This is one.
I had
what
to do group therapy.
Large group therapy, it sounds like.
Yeah.
You're hoping for 2 inches.
That's right, with a dirty barrel.
Yep. Oh, no, this was reasonably clean.
Reasonably clean.
Yeah.
Okay. So it hasn't gone downhill yet.
So it was just throwing some real big flies, and I was like, whoa, this is weird.
Yep.
Haven't experienced that before, but... They did start to come in again and then it strung a vertical and then a horizontal group. So,
okay.
Yeah, I should have taken a photo of the target.
Sounds like it. Or just like grabbed it off the target board. Like,
Yeah.
Right. Sweet. Plushy, what's your – after all of that, what's your load development process? Yes. Because you probably actually make some sense out of yours.
Yeah, can you fix my ammo?
Yeah, sure.
Because I get someone else to do it.
Are we talking from like brand new barrel?
No. Really fouled and then clean back to bare metal.
That's what's happened. That's all that you've changed.
Right. So normally it doesn't result in load development. But anyway, there might be some bigger problems going on there. I don't know. Yeah. So do you know what your velocity was? Did you measure that?
They should not with the clean barrel, but previously.
That would have really helped.
Yeah.
So I'd
they
say
went
that
really fast.
Most of the time, once you've got your velocity squared away, it's just a seating depth problem.
Mm.
Most of the time.
Funny you mention that, Plushy, because this is the best group of shot with I mean, that's Josh, but this is the best group of shot with this load. And speaking with Steve further, we think like my plan was to go adjust seating depth. with the OEPs, and he said, I said, how should I improve that? And he said, oh, you should probably adjust seating depth. Mm. I went, good, because that's what I was thinking of doing.
Yeah.
So that seems to be where we're up to here, starting playing with seating depth, see if that brings that in any better.
Yeah, definitely. So if you've got a known load, right, that shoots.
And just back it up a second. Yeah. By when you
beep,
say
– beep. I was backing up a second.
When you've got your velocity squared away, what do you mean by squared away? What's squared away for you?
Low ESs, low SDs.
Okay.
I'm aiming for usually sub 10 ES, so extreme sped. Yep. That's an SD of about 4 or something.
Yep.
5, so, somewhere in there.
So I've recently, because I've recently watched some YouTube videos of.
Uh-oh.
Of,
oh, now you know everything.
Because you know the problem here, Andy, is we're on YouTube.
But it was like a guy who deals with statistics. And essentially he was saying if you're doing 5 or 10 shot groups and checking velocity, if you were to spread that sample size out to like 100 rounds per charge weight, it would eventually just end up a straight line. So do you look for flat spots? Like essentially you
– Are we talking about getting my optimal velocity now?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, so we do – I do like a Satterlee method, which is a ladder test. So you start you get your minimum charge weight and your maximum charge weight, and you generally come in a little bit from both because you don't want to be running either or. break that up into 0.2 or 0.3 grain increments depending on the case size, maybe 0.5 grains if you're running a big 300 Win Mag or a 300 normal or something like that. But anyway, let's say for a normal like Creedmoor or GT or something, it'd be 0.2 grain, maybe 0.3s if you want, and just step them up. And I shoot them, I do mine at 100 metres, some people do them at 500 metres, and I shoot a new dot or a new cross for every single shot, okay. And I track the velocity. And then for me, you'll find – so there's the ladder test. So what you're looking for is the same point of impact in height and also a flat spot in velocity. So let's say you've got, you know, 36.2, 36.4 and 36.6. Hopefully they're all, say, 2850 or something like that. And you'll find either side of those, there'll be a big jump in velocity on that lower charge, so 36.0 or whatever it was. And then 36.8, whatever, on the other side, there'd be another big jump. So you get these relatively flat spots.
Yep.
And hopefully you're looking for a level point of impact as well.
Yeah, so you'd expect it to go up or down.
Yeah, so what I find is when you shoot all the individual targets, you get this wave pattern forming.
Okay.
And what I'm looking for is a stable velocity across several powder charges that is also at the – you just find the wave sort of curves up and down. I'm looking for something as it's sort of flattening out at the top or it's flattening down at the bottom. And those means you've got a little bit of variation with your powder charge and it should still be same point of impact and similar velocity is kind of what I'm looking for. So if I've got those squared away and then I'll play with my seating depth to make it shoot good. And then sometimes if you really change your seating depth a long way, you might have to tickle up your powder charge or jiggle up. Was it jiggle eight? Jiggle eight, your powder charge, a smidge just to get that velocity back where it needs to be.
Right. Okay.
That's usually like 40 or 50 shots.
Yep, and it's one shot per powder charge?
Yep. It depends how confident you are in your reloading process.
Okay. Not much.
Right, you should do 10 shots per charge. Yeah.
So 200 rounds later.
Yeah, so I'm...
No, you got Steve to do yours. You're fine.
So
yeah, I was good then. He's gone now. I'm on my own.
I'm pretty confident in my brass prep and my loading and all that sort of stuff, so I don't bother the repeat. I've done it before and it ends up pretty well within a feet or second, you know, a couple of feet per second, the same. Yep. But you could do that and double it up and it should be repeatable. Mm. If it's not repeatable, then... it's probably not the barrel, it's probably reloading is probably a good place to start looking.
Or you're shooting.
Yeah. There could be that too.
Yeah, but the velocity is not going to depend on your shooting, is it?
No.
No.
Well, yes, it can.
It can?
So you can put two different people behind.
Depends on how fast you squeeze the trigger?
No, I wouldn't have thought.
Do you always go faster because you're ginger?
It's because I'm angry.
Nice.
No, the return of angry Pashy.
I've actually experienced this where two different people have shot the same rifle, the same group, and get different velocities. I think the way you shoulder the rifle and manage the recoil and stuff.
You reckon that plays a role?
Can have a small difference. Now, we're not talking like 100 feet per second, but
a few.
Yeah,
there is an interesting experiment to go next time we're all the rage together.
Well, that's never going to happen.
Right.
But if that ever happens, we should test that out.
Yeah.
We should do the same rifle and a bunch of loads and see what happens.
Yep.
And at different velocity spikes.
It was interesting. We found it on a couple of rifles where someone was shooting it and then I had a shot and I'm like, this is going quicker. What's going on here? And then he shot this rifle and it was going back the normal speed for him and I shot the rifle and it was going quicker again. That was the only thing we could put it down to. Was
red goes faster, mate.
Basically, yeah.
Red goes faster.
We didn't do a full scientific experiment in this occasion, but we were like, yeah.
I have also seen this, but not sort of paid much attention to it.
Yeah.
Just thinking it was the variation of the terrible reloading. But perhaps there's more to it.
There might be. I'm not claiming that there is, but that's just something I've noticed.
Something to delve into.
Yeah.
Sounds very good. Now, I have a challenge proposal for us. at the Burris Colts 2 Open
mm-hmm.
because you're match director, you're shooting it, I'm whatever I do, and Josh is filming things. So we're all going to be there, but we all can't shoot a stage or something like that because, you know, things. But we could all shoot the Burris side match.
Yes, mm-hmm. we could.
So I'm thinking we should shoot the Burris side match each.
Can I use my results from the last one?
No.
You can, but this one's going to be more rounds, so that won't help.
No, I'll shoot this one.
We shoot the Burris side match, and we set up a challenge based on that.
Right.
How about we do that? All right.
Sounds good.
So we'll sort out a video there of us shooting the side matches, and we'll work also out the punishment for me when I come last.
You never know.
And also bonus points for predicting the results.
You have to buy all the drinks for the weekend, isn't it?
For the following weekend.
I think it's good. Yeah.
For the following weekend when we're not hanging out together.
No, we wouldn't be hanging out at Tassie at all.
I buy the drinks all the time.
Wait, can I use the work card?
All right, we'll answer that question later. Very, very good. Lots to talk about in development, low development, no doubt it'll come good. I'm actually going to load up some rounds for Mildura because we're going to be on the range today early. I'm going to see if I can tweak that little group there, see if we can get something a bit more out of it. I have got a little velocities as well, so we're going to see if we can get some more consistency out of that. Mm-hmm. And I shall report back next episode. Andy, you're going to try and shoot the match and see how you go?
Yep, I'm going to do some low development first.
Sounds good. Maybe don't clean your barrel or don't clean your barrel or something.
I'm lost.
Good. Rushy, you're going to try and run the match?
Maybe.
Good luck.
Cool. And Josh paying for all the drinks. All right, let's go. We're done.
Good.
We're out. See you at a – oh, no, wait. We were going to do one more thing. All right. So before we wrap up, we said we're going to do something with Seaside. Who's got the longest hair? I'm here at the moment. I just had a haircut today, so you're pretty sure, Andy.
Yeah.
Righto, spray that in your hair, mate. Let's see what the sea salt from the bearded chap. I think this is meant to mimic, you know, that –
perfect. This is why I wear hats, guys.
Righto, so this is meant to give you that, you know, that feeling when you go for a surf, which I haven't felt for a while, but you go out in the surf, spend a bit of time, and your hair just like does whatever. Put that in your hair. Let's see what happens. Let's see. It's meant to mimic it. So let's see if that does it. I think
keep
meant
going,
to use,
keep
like,
going.
20 or 30 sprays.
It needs more, yeah.
Remember this last time.
Holy shitballs.
Right. Look at that. Look, have you just come out of the surf, Andy?
Yes.
You look,
was it gnarly out there?
Majestic.
Yeah, did you hang 10? Can you do that again, but can we have like the Bohemian Rhapsody music? We can't because YouTube will flag it. But anyway, we'll get some poor imitation, dodgy quality Queen ripoff music.
Exhibit.
Yeah, but what about what about during the podcast?
No, that's disappointment.
No. Looks good. All right, excellent. You guys can stock up on sea salt spray or something also useful like the deodorant or something along those lines from beardedchap.com/impact or use the code
Impact.
Yeah, that's right. At their impact. Website. There we go. Or use the code
Impact.
Yeah.
Impact.
Impact.
Just once. All right, guys, thanks for watching. Send us your rifles. Tell us their names are rifles, and we'll see you guys in Mildura.
Bye.